This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thought we would be talking draft all day yesterday, and then bang, the Penguins and Mike Sullivan part ways. Jeff Hathorn thinks he's going to be on the golf course or living life. Bang, you're going to a Kyle Dubas press conference, and Jeff joins us right now, our sports director. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, they should only do firings or events like that when it's raining.
I agree. Like
Saturday was a great day for the draft. It was a terrible day. If it's a nice day, you postpone it until it's crappy again.
I'm with you on that. Yep. We only get, and we looked this up the other day, I forget the reason, we only get 50 days of sunshine a year here in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So when something happens, put it on the other 312 days.
Yes.
Jeff, your biggest takeaway from the Kyle Dubas press conference?
You know, listen, GMs have their talking points, but I thought his talking point about, listen, sometimes you could be a good coach and it's time for you to leave, I thought that was spot on. And I do think he gave it time. Like he said, like he considered it during the season, but he held off and let it play out. Then he waited and he talked to him. Then even right after that, he's like, okay, let me think about this. He probably consulted with some people, went over some things, and then decided it was time for a change. I'm sure Mike had similar feelings. Listen, it gets frustrating when not only you don't make the playoffs, but like you've got a guy in Sid that you love working with. And then I can't imagine what it's like to coach Evgeny Malkin and Erik Karlsson. Like the frustration level to try to coach those two in particular, I mean, would be off the charts.
Jeff, what is it's obviously an end of an era, and there, you know, personally, there's been a lot of good, and I feel like a lot of people feel this way. There's been a lot of good that Mike Sullivan has brought to this city. In your opinion, what memories and things of that nature did Mike Sullivan do for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, I mean, listen, in 2015, previously they had made a pretty grievous error in their coaching hire. And you're thinking, man, are they just going to waste this talent? Are they not going to get another run? And then he came in and it changed. Like, he brought this attitude. He had this sturdiness about him. Like, hey, this is how we're going to do this. And they followed. He understood. Like, he got guys like Kessel and understood the importance of three lines and getting guys to sell in on playing a third line, especially a guy like Kessel, because, I mean, this guy's a top six, and you got him to buy into it, and you put that together, and those were really impressive runs. Then he had some, you know, that Seattle expansion, that expansion draft really kind of shaped that team because they had to get rid of Fleury and you had to make your choice earlier than probably you wanted to. And with that, guys getting older, you know, Jim Rutherford being very aggressive in drafts and trades, which I understand at the time, it just kind of got away and it just, you know, started to slide on him.
So Sullivan was asked about Sidney Crosby, and he does not seem concerned at all that this would move Crosby off his spot, where Sid has said publicly that he wants to spend his entire career here. You buying that, Jeff? You think Sid's still content with everything?
Yeah, I'm buying that. I mean, I don't see Sid as a guy that goes beyond what he does, meaning he understands the GM has a role. He understands ownership has a role. And that's why you don't see him throwing up pictures on social media or making comments on social media or having a burner account. I mean, he just does what he's supposed to do. And I think it was very smart of Dubas to call him before he talked to Sullivan and let him know what was going on. I know people are making a lot about it. Oh, you said it was only a 5-minute conversation. I'm sure it was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We'll let you know who we're thinking about, you know, during this. Not that he's going to have the ultimate say, but they're going to give him the courtesy of knowing, you know, what the coaching situation looks like going forward. I mean, not just with Sullivan. So, I think Sid, I don't worry about Sid, you know, showing up for whomever coach and being some kind of malcontent.
Jeff, I mean, there's a lot on Dubas's table. Who's going to be the next head coach? What are some names you're hearing that could potentially be the next head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins? And who would you like to see be the next head coach?
Yeah, Carl, the head coach of Denver, is someone that has kind of turned down an opportunity with Chicago. I think that's someone that's intriguing. And, you know, when Dubas listed where he could find coaches, he mentioned juniors and college. And I think when he said college, a lot of us like, really? Like, you're going to go into college? And then he said European coaches, mm-hmm. which also is like, you kind of think back to, what, 15 years ago now when they kind of went that route and that didn't go great. But, hey, he's gonna look everywhere. I think it's going to be a special person that's got to be able to deal with a couple of veterans that have had insane careers, some transition with some of the younger guys that are going to need to grow, and trying to put that all together. Now, the pressure, you mentioned Dubas, the pressure's on Dubas to change that roster some more. Find a way to get rid of Carlson, find a way, figure out what you're doing with Jari, and that could help out a coach, you know, more than anything he could say.
What about Bausma?
Oh, man.
No.
I'm a big no.
I love Dan. Okay. I love what Dan did. And again, he took over a situation midway, and I think he's a great guy. But no, and you're going to hear
talk it towards.
Yep.
Laviolette. Talk it, I mean, is intriguing just because of the local tie. But Quinville's name, I think, is one of the betting favorites. But I would rather them at this point get someone that's closer to Sid's age, someone that's hungry for a job, that's got some chops, and someone that hopefully, you know, would call Sid into the office a bunch and say, all right, I need some wisdom here. I need some help. I want you to help me through this process because I trust you.
We're all speculating here, but it comes from a place of being informed. How long do you think it needs to take for them to turn this around, Jeff? I mean, I think if they wanted to, and it doesn't sound like Dubas does, I think if they wanted to, they could build a team to sneak into the playoffs next year. I don't think this has to take forever for them to get good again either.
But see, that's the thing, and Dubas made it a point, and another good point from his news conference last week. They're not trying to build something just to sneak into the playoffs.
Right.
They're trying to build something to win a championship, and that takes longer. Because you need to have that younger core. You can't just go get a couple of free agents, try to skate in and try to, you know, win something. Washington did a great job of drafting, and that's what they have done better than the Penguins over the last half decade. And that they have been rewarded. They had a couple of other older guys that were just kind of lost out due to injury, which freed up some cap room for them. That allowed them to make, you know, a nice move. If you can get rid of Carlson and still keep some of that cap room, however you do it, if you get, I don't know if they get rid of Tristan, but if they do, that's going to free up some more room. Find a couple of young forwards a young defenseman that would love to play with Sid. Like, try to sell that part of it. Sell what they did in Washington, that you could come here and have success. I agree with you. It doesn't have to, we don't have to wait 5 years for this to happen.
Right.
But they've got to get out of a couple of these contracts, and not just contracts. I mean, Eric's so inconsistent. I don't know if you're a young coach, if you want to have that on your team.
Jeff, what grade do you give the Steelers draft?
I go B plus, maybe A minus. I mean, I liked it. I thought the best point of the draft is they didn't reach. They never at any point panicked and said, oh, we got to get this. They went with what they thought was the best available. Now, obviously, they also had a mindset of getting more physical, of improving, you know, the run stuffing capability of the defense. And it seems like they've done that on paper. They found good football IQ guys. I like Caleb Johnson, especially in the third round. I thought they did well. And you get a value pick at quarterback in the sixth round. If it doesn't work, or if he just is a backup, it was a sixth round pick you rolled the dice on. But it was someone that's, you know, the Tomlinism of arrow pointing up. This guy was flat on his back against a fan base that doesn't take losing to its rival. And he got up and made some big plays. Is he going to be a great NFL quarterback? I don't know. But to roll the dice in the sixth round on Will Howard, I thought that was the right place for it.
I think that's well said. A lot of stuff about the draft. A lot of stuff, obviously, about Mike Sullivan no longer being the Penguins coach on 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, we appreciate your time as always, brother, and you're going on vacation, so we're happy about that. We'll talk to you next week then. Have fun.
All right, thanks, boys.
Have fun, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Thanks.
Much deserved vacation.
Absolutely. A bunch on 93.7thefan.com.